Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Voting begins for second phase of Lok Sabha elections in 88 parliamentary constituencies across 12 states and a union territory. Election Commission issues notification for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Supreme Court to pronounce judgment on pleas for 100% EVM VVPAT verification today. And Indian para shooter Mona Agarwal clinches gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle at WSPS World Cup in Changwon, Korea. And now the news in detail. Voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections began this morning in 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting is taking place in 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs today are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's Annie Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of BJP from Bengaluru South, Hema Malini of BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya and Pappu Yadav from Purnia. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with four candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Over 16 lakh polling officials will welcome over 15.88 crore voters across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Now we go over live to our correspondents for the latest updates on the voting from various parts of the country. We go to our correspondent in Kerala first. Voting is taking place in all 20 seats of Kerala in this phase. Top leaders of both the national parties, BJP and Congress, are trying their luck in this phase. Mayusha, tell us, how is the voting progressing in the state as top leaders of Congress and BJP are contesting in this phase?
Yes, Anuja, polling has begun in Kerala in all the 20 constituencies. The polling began at 7 in the morning and it will continue until 6 in the evening. There are large queues in most of the polling booths across the state. Many leaders from Congress, BJP, CPM, etc. had already casted their vote. Elaborate arrangements have been made across the state. 194 candidates are in play in Kerala for the 20 Lok Sabha seats. The main contest is between three major fronts, that is BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF and CPM-led LDF. Many constituencies are witnessing a very tight triangular battle, and some constituencies are very high of national importance, like that of the capital constituency, Thiruvananthapuram, where the Congress leader and three-term consecutive MP, Shashi Tharoor, is contesting against Union Minister and BJP leader, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, and where the CPM, the LDF, has fielded their veteran leader, Panyan Ravindran, there. And another important constituency that is coming across is Wayanad, where the Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi, is contesting, where the BJP has fielded their state president, K. Surendran, and where the CPM has fielded their leader, veteran leader, Annie Raja, making it, again, a very interesting constituency. Many constituencies are also witnessing a very tight triangular contest in Kerala. Kerala generally have a very high polling percentage. In 2019 general election, 77.67% polling was reported. So this time, too, it is expected that the polling will be higher, and all the three major fronts are expecting that this will go in their favor. So definitely Kerala is having a very tight contest this time.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Manisha, for this update. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 1.67 crore voters will decide the fate of 91 candidates on 8 seats in the second phase of elections, a report from our Lucknow correspondent.
Polling started peacefully on 17,704 polling booths of the 8 Lok Sabha seats of Uttar Pradesh, where voting is underway during second phase of general elections. These seats are spread over western and Braj regions of the state. All eyes will be on Mathura and Meerut constituencies, where film stars Hema Malini and Arun Govil are trying their luck. But Baghpat is one seat where after 4 decades, someone from outside of Chaudhary Charan Singh family is contesting elections. RLD candidate Rajkumar Sangwan is in direct fight with Samajwadi Party and BSP candidate on this seat. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
And now we go across to our correspondent Bhupendra, who has joined us on the phone from Ghaziabad for the latest updates. Bhupendra, what security arrangements have been made to ensure peaceful polling, and also tell us about the atmosphere there?
Yeah, Anuja, today voters will decide the fate of 91 candidates who are contesting in 8 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh. Right now, I am at Indrapuram area, which comes under the Ghaziabad parliamentary constituency. People from all age groups are in the queue to cast their votes, and the voting process is going on smoothly. Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements at the polling centers. Due to hot weather conditions, the Election Commission and district administration have made arrangements to provide water and shelters at the centers for the convenience of voters. If you talk about the Ghaziabad constituency, this time 14 candidates are in fray and a triangular contest will be witnessed in this seat. BJP has fielded Atul Garg from this seat, while Dolly Sharma is contesting from this seat on Congress ticket. From BSP, Nand Kishore Pudir is trying his fate. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, General V.K. Singh of BJP emerged victorious from the Ghaziabad seat with a margin of over 5 lakh votes. This seat is considered to be the stronghold of the BJP as candidates of the party won election from here with significant margin. Back to Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra. In Bihar, a polling is underway in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies of Purnia, Katihar, Bhagalpur, Kishanganj and Baka under the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. Long queues of voters are being witnessed at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is being seen among youth and women voters. Around 94 lakh electorates of these 5 parliamentary constituencies will decide the fate of 50 candidates. In Chhattisgarh, voting has started at 7 a.m. in 3 Lok Sabha constituencies under the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. We have more from our Raipur correspondent Vikalp Shukla.
Out of 11 Lok Sabha constituencies in Chhattisgarh, today voting is being held under the second phase in 3 Lok Sabha seats, Rajnandgaon, Mahasamund and Kanker. It has been more than an hour since polling started. Long queues of voters are being seen outside the polling booths in urban as well as in rural areas. 23 polling booths have been identified as vulnerable and 458 polling booths have been identified as critical. In sensitive areas, voting will continue till 3 p.m., whereas in other areas, voters will be able to cast their votes till 6 p.m. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Voting is being held on 6 seats in Madhya Pradesh today. More than 1 crore 11 lakh voters are deciding the fate of 80 candidates. Among them, 4 are women and 1 candidate is from the third gender. Among the prominent candidates of this phase are Union Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar from Tikamgarh, BJP State President V.D. Sharma from Khajuraho and Congress's Siddharth Kushwaha from Satna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to cast their votes in record numbers in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister urged young and women voters to turn up at the polling booths in great numbers. He said a high voter turnout strengthens the country's democracy. In Karnataka, the voting is taking place in 14 constituencies. The Lok Sabha elections will seal the fate of the BJP leader Tejasvi Surya, former Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy and D.K. Shivkumar's brother, Congress leader D.K. Suresh. Sudhindra, what preparations have been made by the Election Commission keeping in view the scorching heat, and what are the key issues this time?
Well, yes, you're right. The temperatures are already touching around 37 degrees in most of the constituencies in southern Karnataka. And due to this extreme heat, precautions were already taken to prevent dehydration. And shade is provided in most of the booths, and drinking water and ORS is being kept in the booths. Then ASHA workers are deputed in case of any eventuality. And then They also deputed ambulances as an emergency, if there is an emergency. And senior citizens and physically challenged voters are given preference to vote first. And regarding the issues, talking about the issues, Congress, central taxes, you know, they are talking about the central taxes being not proportionately shared by the central government to the states, and then NDRF funds not reduced to the state, then price rise and unemployment. And BJP on the other side is talking about good governance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the law and order issues in the state due to the bomb blast in Rameshwaram Cafe, appeasement politics, and no funds for the development by the state government due to its guarantees.
Thank you, Sudhindra. We were connected to our Bangalore correspondent, Sudhindra, for the Karnataka updates. Moving on, the notification for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election was issued today. Elections will be held in 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and the Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. Meanwhile, campaigning for later phases of polling is in full swing. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Ashoknagar and Rajgarh today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two public meetings today in Bihar in support of the NDA candidates. The first rally will be held at Forbesganj Airport Ground in Araria Parliamentary Constituency, while the second rally will be held at Safia Sarai Airport Ground in Munger Parliamentary Constituency. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Morning News. The Supreme Court will pronounce its judgment today on a batch of petitions seeking 100% verification of the votes recorded in the electronic voting machines, EVMs, with the voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta had reserved its judgment on the batch of petitions, including one by the Association of Democratic Reforms, on 18th of April, after concluding an extensive hearing for 2 days. In parachuting, Indian parachuter Mona Agarwal claimed a gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle, while Army man Amir Ahmed Bhatt secured a silver in the 25-meter pistol at the World Shooting Para Sport Tournament in Changwon, Korea last night. 37-year-old Mona claimed the R2 10-meter air rifle standing SH1 gold medal with a score of 250.8 in the finals. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Matthew.
Thank you, Anuja. Poll Mercury rises as 88 seats up for grabs today, says Hindustan Times as its top headline on the front page. The paper adds NCR joins the mix, ballots to be cast in Noida, Ghaziabad. The Indian Express reports messages, videos from constitutional authorities before each phase to boost turnout. Medical devices companies to soon have unique pricing model, with expert panels studying price regulations in other countries to come up with a framework suitable for consumers, cites the Economic Times. IndiGo places order for 30 new wide-body A350 Airbus to expand its international network, deliveries to begin from 2027, writes the Tribune. And finally, the Times of India cites that All India Football Federation sending out a big positive message of women football team more likely to qualify for World Cup than the men's team. Under the headline, setting and netting goals, number of Indian women footballers up 138% in 2 years. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting begins for second phase of Lok Sabha elections in 88 parliamentary constituencies across 12 states and a union territory. Election Commission issues notification for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Supreme Court to pronounce judgment on pleas for 100% EVM, VVPAT verification today, and Indian parachuter Mona Agarwal clinches gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle at WSPS World Cup in Changwon, Korea. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.